State Representatives Marty Halverson and Kathy Connolly are unlikely allies. Halverson has been a supporter of religious right bills in the past, while Connolly is the state's only openly gay lawmaker. But there is one thing they do agree on: the need for an in-depth study of Wyoming's gender wage gap, which reports say is the worst in the nation. As part of our new series called I Respectfully Disagree, I sat down with both of them to hear how they came to co-sponsor a bill. Representative Connolly explained she knew she had to do something when yet another report came out proclaiming Wyoming as the worst gender wage gap in the U.S.
And it happened right before session started. And so people like you will come and say, what do you think? And I will say, right, we have the worst wage gap in the nation and we need to do something about it, right? And then you will have the same news reporter will go interview Representative Halverson, who will say, this is bullarchy, right? It is all about, it's all, you know, this is a distortion of information. It's all about choice. And so we are often pitted against each other. Right. And so when I thought about it, I said, who better to ask to be the co-sponsor on this bill than Representative Halverson? And so that's when I sat down and said, Marty, do I have a bill for you?
and you're nodding your head in agreement that there is this sense of you're being asked separately to kind of give your point of view, and there's never this working together. And so your response to her coming to you with this bill was?
Elation. Absolute elation. Kathy had the greatest idea. I couldn't get my name on the bill fast enough. And sure enough, I think the merit of the idea, first of all, and then the strength of the co-sponsorship got it right through the House, no problem. And so what we want to do is dispel the fact that we are at odds on this, and we have one goal in mind: to get the data. I think of the family in California. The husband has a job offer in Wyoming. The wife is doing her due diligence and runs across the headline, Wyoming worst for women. What is that woman thinking? And we want her to be able to look at that and say, oh, I have as much opportunity here in Wyoming as my husband does.
We agree that we think of it as an economic development issue. You know, I too do not want that headline. I want it because we change. You know, Marty wants it because there is kind of data that can explain that differently. But we need the good data.
Absolutely. I see two possible outcomes of this study. The legislature really needs to step up and stop wage discrimination. Or there's another headline that says, we were wrong about Wyoming women. Let's just keep,
she's got a new headline.
Keep the W alliteration going and just send something out there that says, boy, were we wrong.
Yeah. Where has the disagreement been necessarily?
Sometimes I think it's hard for people to recognize that here in Wyoming, we really work hard on our committees and on our issues, and we really attempt to do it in a way that's best for the state. And so knowing that, I knew that I could go to Marty and even teasingly say, do I have a bill for you?
So you say teasingly. Why do you say teasingly?
Oh, because of the fact that we are put in the newspaper as diametrically opposed when it comes to this issue. Me saying, this is an important issue. The wage gap is an important issue. Representative Halverson saying, this is not an important issue, right? This is left-wing, East Coast crazy media, right, portraying us poorly.
And when she came, I laughed. Okay. I took one look at the title and I said, absolutely. Right. And we laughed about it. We worked on it.
Yeah. And I wasn't confident that Representative Halverson would sign up to it. I wasn't confident of it. But I knew, given our relationship, that I could go over and sit down and teasingly say, do I have a bill for you? And she might have taken it and swatted it at me, right? She could have, or taken her pen right away and signed her name on it. It could have gone in lots of different directions.
But it sounds like what you're saying is that there's this perception when you read the paper, yes, or listen to the radio, that there's not a lot of conversation going on, mm-hmm, and that any conversation is very divisive and not necessarily, yeah, productive. You're saying that's not necessarily the case.
No, and in fact, I think just the opposite. So that in the paper, you get almost anger. I'd like to say that, in fact, going to Representative Halverson on the opposite side, honestly, was the best way, honestly, to move the state forward.
Yeah.
Because our goal, yeah, is to resolve the issue. That is our goal. Kathy and I are working on our next steps as regards getting it through the Senate. And stay tuned.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Thank you, Melody.
Sure.
That was State Representatives Kathy Connolly and Marty Halverson discussing House Bill 209 as part of our new series on civil discourse. If you have a conversation you'd like to share, let us know.